We have another baptism today. I told somebody before church, it feels like we're baptizing the whole church. You know, we're just going through, baptizing everybody. It's great. You know, that's a great song to begin this sacrament with, because the deer panting for the water, this image of water in the Bible is shot through the whole thing. You know, we need the water of God. We need His blessing to shower us, to cleanse us. We need the water to quench our thirst. And so we run to this well again this morning. We run to this well, this font of grace that does not have a bottom. It's bottomless, and God continues to pour out His grace upon us. I'm going to invite the children to come forward, ages 1 through 6, I think, or whatever ages that you all do. Come up. Come on. We're going to baptize little Kuiper. Isn't that great? Isn't that fun? What's in this bowl here? Do you guys know?
Water.
It's water. You know, this is the season of Lent. We're going to hear a story in a minute about Jesus. Jesus goes into the desert for 40 days to be tempted. And He enters into that very difficult time with some strength and armor. Because whenever we go in to do battle, we need armor, right? And what was the armor that Jesus had as He went in to do battle? Love, yes. He had the love of the Father. That's right. Because right before He went into the desert, Jesus was baptized. And that baptism was an armor and a shield for Him as He went in. And when He was baptized, it said the heavens opened up and a voice spoke and said, "You are My beloved Son." So He went with love and He went with the shield of baptism with Him. So one of the reasons we are baptized is to give us that armor, that shield and protection that we need as we go through life. And so I want you all to remember, and all of you too, whenever things get tough, whenever you feel like you're being attacked, and whenever things are hard and maybe you're sad, you need to remember this water is a shield that is placed on your life by God Himself. So we're going to put that shield on Kuiper. Would you guys come? There you go. What's the name of this child that has now come to the font of holy baptism?
Kuiper James Heaton.
Sam and Tara, I'm going to ask you the following questions as parents presenting Kuiper for baptism. Do you acknowledge your child's need for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Do you claim God's covenant promises on His behalf? And do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for His salvation, even as you do for your own?
Yes.
Do you now unreservedly dedicate your child to God and promise in humble reliance upon divine grace that you will endeavor to set before him a godly example, that you will pray with and for him, that you will teach him the doctrines of our holy faith, and that you will strive by all means of God's appointment to bring him up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord?
Yes.
Let's pray. Oh, there's one more vow. To the congregation. And now a question to this congregation. Do you, as a congregation, undertake the responsibility of assisting these parents in the nurture of this child? If so, signify by raising your right hand. All right, look out. See? There they are. They're going to help. Let's pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemn the world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserve Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, and yet you led your people through the water on the dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. And we pray that you would behold Kuiper according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by your Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him which has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since will be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Holy Catholic Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would inherit eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And everyone said, Amen. Now we have the vows of the Church Universal. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evils of this world that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce your own sinful flesh and all its ways and works that separate humanity from a relationship with God? Do you now turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow him and obey him as your Lord? Now, do you desire this child to be baptized?
Yes. Yes,
we do.
Look at this little guy. He looked sharp this morning. All right, I'm going to have to move you around a little bit here. Let's see. They really have to trust me. Okay, there we go. Kuiper James Heaton, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God who has given you this new birth of water, I pray, grant you the birth of the Holy Spirit, forgiveness of all your sins, and strengthen you with his grace unto everlasting life. Amen. Kuiper, in holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us and all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We receive you in the name of Christ as our brother in Christ, together that we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So let's stand and sing the doxology together. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will take Kuiper James into your loving care, abundantly enrich him with your grace, bring him safely through the perils of childhood, deliver him from the temptations of youth as he grows, grow him in grace, lead him to a personal knowledge of Christ as Savior, help him to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and people, and to persevere in his faith. Uphold the parents with loving care, that with wise counsel and holy example they may be faithful to their responsibilities, both to Kuiper, James, and to you, Father. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. For you, little child, God made the world. For you, the Spirit of God moved over the waters at creation. For you, the Lord God made covenants with his people. For you, he sent his only Son as a baby born in Bethlehem. For you, that child grew up and lived a perfect life. Kuiper, for you, he fought. For you, he suffered. For you, he entered the shadow of Gethsemane and the horror of Calvary. For you, he was crucified on a Roman cross. For you, he uttered the cry, "It is finished," and he died for you. For you, Christ triumphed over death. For you, he was raised from death to life. For you, he ascended to rule over everything. And all of this was done for you, little Kuiper. And though you do not know any of this yet, we will continue to tell you this story until you make it your own. Amen. Peace be with you. You can be seated.